All right, so the next talk is going to be about the Linux kernel keystore and why you should be using it in your next application.
Thank you. Hello. My name is Ignat. I work for Cloudflare. And today we're going to talk about Linux keystore. And by the way, how many people here know that Linux has a keystore? Cool. Many hands. Because, like, James earlier showed us that it has a keystore, but probably not everyone knows that Linux actually has a keystore. So, yeah, a little bit about myself. I do Linux at Cloudflare. I'm passionate about system security and performance. I'm like low-level programming, Linux, bootloaders, drivers, and other stuff written in scary and safe languages. And I'm a diehard Linux fan. That's why I'm presenting from a Mac. So, and probably like most of you here, I'm a fugitive programmer because NSA banned writing C and C++ languages in enterprises. And why is that? And there are many reasons, but one of them is regarding application keys in memory. And by the way, here is the band that NSA recommends that organizations use memory-safe languages whenever poss-